Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Danny Cunningham in for Anthony Lima today. Two-second trivia coming up at 7:45. Your chance to win a family four-pack of combo meals for Mr. Hero. By the way, if they trade Jameis Winston, do we have to take that clip out?
No, it will forever be
okay.
One of the greatest Browns quotes of all time.
More on Jameis Winston coming up at 6:40. 216-474-0092. But first and about last night. Guardians lose to the Royals last night 6-1 after a long rain delay, storm delay. Now tied for the lead in the division with the Kansas City Royals, but the Royals now have the tiebreaker. Stephen Vogt was asked, is his team pressing?
A little bit. I think everybody presses when this time of year comes. Whether you're in the race, out of the race, it's this time of year where people start to press. And for our guys, I don't see it a whole lot. You know, I think I see a bunch of guys who want to be the guy that steps up and helps their team win.
Scott Barlow, also Scott Tirefire, said that the vibes are still good.
I think it's just being here. The vibes are pretty good, usually every day. Building that, you know, team relationship is really important. And then, yeah, just watching each guy battle out in the field and trying to follow that and doing that day in, day out.
Are the vibes good?
His words said they were. The way he said it, said it's not. Right? Listen back to that. Listen to how he sounds.
Being here, the vibes are pretty good, usually every day. Building that, you know, team relationship is really important. And then, yeah, just watching each guy battle out in the field and trying to follow that. Doing that day in, day out.
Do you listen to a lot of Scott Barlow, though?
No.
That's maybe how he talks all the time.
But he sounds like he's talking at a funeral. He sounds like he's at a funeral.
Well, he's not. They just lost a baseball game. Right. He's being asked in the clubhouse after a poor outing.
When you're talking about vibes.
Well, their division lead did just die.
Yeah.
It did. Is it over?
No, it's not over. Thank you very much.
And in getting back to what Stephen Vogt said, that they're pressing a little bit and then saying it feels like everybody wants to be the guy that gets them out of this. I do agree with that. I think that is kind of the definition of pressing there. I would say they're pressing more than just a little bit.
They are pressing. They are absolutely pressing. And their pressing has become depressing.
It has been.
Well said by me. We have
good
another
job,
Gary.
Ken,
how many Garys do we have in Cleveland?
I don't know.
We have another Gary in Cleveland. Gary, hello. Gary, you're going on the air. Go ahead, bud.
I agree with you 100% for the effort and the moves that they're not making. I just think that if you take a good look at this whole team, the whole organization, outside of four players, this team really don't have no really good 300 good contact hitters. I don't see it in the organization nowhere. Now, I think that they're a team for the utility players. I think that most of them guys wouldn't start nowhere else. Especially that revolving door at shortstop and in the outfield. I just think that they infatuated with Rocchio so much, but he shows me nothing. And Thomas, oh man, is it the Cleveland jinx that when a guy come here, he just don't be nothing? I don't get it. But I mean, you know, I think that they got to get something to spark this team. Jose and Naylor and Crum and Jimenez, they can't do it all. And the money, everybody behind that.
Gary, I'm going to give you an explanation. This is not an excuse because I wouldn't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it as a fan. But they're looking at, like, Brian Rocchio as a placeholder until Travis Bazán is able to come up probably next year sometime in the midsummer, and then you move Andrés Giménez over. You put Bazán over at second base. The middle infielder situation that they have, I mean, they got a billion of them for crying out loud. I mean, you have Daniel Schneeman playing there every other day. You have Rocchio over there every other day. How many other guys, too? I mean, Tyler Freeman's in the middle infield sometimes for crying out loud. I mean, you got this whole group of guys. And I don't think you're wrong. I think that there was a malaise. And Gary, I agree with you, especially with what you first said, and thank you for the call. There was a malaise over this team when it started the season during spring training because a lot of people just go, this is, with the exception of three guys, this is a bunch of utility guys. Mm-hmm. And because of the lack of moves of, they brought in Austin Hedges as a vibes guy, speaking of the devil. You bring in Austin Hedges as a vibes guy, but that's your signing. There were a lot of people just not taking the Guardians seriously. Now that they've gone out to some big lead and have coughed that lead up, I think a lot of the things that we were thinking back in March or February, for that matter, are starting to creep back up for a lot of Guardians fans out there. And I can't say you're wrong, because when you do look at it, it's It's almost as if the Emperor is taking off the robe here. Browns made roster cuts yesterday. Juwan Briggs, Siaki Ika, Michael Woods are among the cuts. Jermaine Ifedi is among the cuts, which probably explains a lot why Deshaun Watson wasn't out there on Saturday, because if Jermaine Ifedi is taking the left tackle snaps and then he's cut 48 hours later, well,
makes a little bit of sense.
Does it not? Does that not make sense to you, Owen? I think it does. Kevin Stefanski, though, then went a little bit further and said the roster, it's not set just yet.
You could probably just rewind what I said last year at this time. It's the first 53. It's not the final 53. So I'm sure there's moves to be made down the line here. You know, I don't envy Andrew these days, because this is some tough decisions to make. And he's got a plan, and we'll work through it.
David Bell was kept on the roster. Were you surprised? Were you upset? Some were upset that he was kept on the roster. Your thoughts?
I wasn't upset. I was a little bit surprised. I liked what I saw from Michael Woods in the preseason. I was a little surprised he got cut. I'd like to see him back on the practice squad if that's possible. I like David Bell coming out of Purdue. He obviously has underachieved in the NFL. I know he's dealt with some injuries at times. I was a little surprised he's getting another chance, but he was, what, a third-round draft pick, right? Andrew Berry just cut another third-round draft pick from last year. I think him being drafted in the position that he was, and he has shown something at times in NFL games, but those are probably the things that saved him.
Yeah. Siaki Ika was cut, though. Do we turn it a little bit into a referendum today on Andrew Berry? Do we have to?
We can. I think Andrew Berry's third-round, fourth-round draft history is abysmal.
If you were going to grade Andrew Berry right now, what grade would you give him?
I would give him a B. Because I think he's done a lot of really good things. His biggest move has not worked out, so I can't give him an A. He's not drafted particularly well later in the draft, but he also hasn't had the opportunity, and it's by his own doing, but he's not really had the opportunity to go out and make first-round picks, and I think that would weigh so much more. What would you give him?
I'll tell you about that later.
Wow. What a tease.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Michael Hall, he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list. We can let the legal process play out, but the commissioner is going to be the commissioner, so Michael Hall will continue to get paid. He will not count towards the 53-man roster, but he will not be playing for your Cleveland Browns, at least in the foreseeable future, until this is resolved within the league offices. The timeline on that, I'm not necessarily sure. Others cut around the league. You ready for this one? Kadarius Toney from the Chiefs. Are you excited about that, Owen?
Very excited about that. Tired of seeing the balls dropped.
Desmond Ridder was cut by Arizona.
Yeah, I was a little going with Clayton Tune again as a backup. Watching when he started against the Browns last year, I did not think that guy belonged in the NFL.
With Clayton Tune?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought he was. I didn't think it was fair. I just thought he was overmatched.
No, I get that, but he was overmatched. Yeah. But he looked like a guy that did not belong in the NFL.
Like we look at guys and we say, like Jeff Driscoll's had. He started for the Browns last year in the final game of the season. There's guys that we take one look at and we just say, well, this guy doesn't belong here, this guy doesn't belong in there. And I know that's not what you're saying, but it's like Clayton Tune, you're going up against a team that has one of the top defenses in the NFL last year. You're playing for a lousy football team. You are a placeholder on a lousy football team, and you're being a placeholder so Kyler Murray could start, I believe, the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just basically being thrown to the Lions in the Coliseum,
they traded Josh Dobbs the week before.
I believe so, Minnesota. Yes. Yeah. So he was put out there basically as a placeholder. Well, you got to start somebody, and I don't think that they thought that they had much of a chance to win that football game whatsoever. They didn't win that football game. They didn't have a chance to win that football game, but they put a guy out there, and he got experience, whatever you want to call that one. But I can't say I've seen enough of Clayton Tune to know that, oh, yeah, he deserves a spot on that roster. I just thought it was surprising that Desmond Ridder was cut by Arizona. Noah Brown. Let go by Houston. A lot of Browns fans starting to look around. Yeah, hell yeah, there's interest. Anything that I can
would
do
would you rather
add,
have him than David Bell?
As of right now, yes.
Okay.
As of right now, yes. And I like David Bell a lot. Also, Bailey Zappe was let go of in New England.
He beat the Browns.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he? A couple years back,
yes,
started
he did.
That game for New England.
Didn't just beat the Browns, beat the brakes off
them.
The Browns.
Yes, that was embarrassing.
That was a bad day.
That was, yeah.
Also, by the way, this is a nice little story. You ready for this? former Cleveland Indians pitcher Rich Hill has been called up by the Red Sox. And if he makes an appearance, he will have appeared in his 20th season in Major League Baseball. He's 44 years old.
Good for him.
Good for Rich Hill. That's nice. He's played for a dozen teams, including your Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
Well, now Cleveland Guardians, but you understand.
Good for him. That is an incredible career.
There it is. And that is it for About Last Night. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.